Mr. President, South Africa wishes to congratulate you on your election as president of the group of governmental experts on the high contracting parties related to emerging technologies in the area of lethal autonomous weapon system. My delegation expresses its firm support to you as you continue to steer this group during these unprecedented times. Mr. President, the primary objective of the CCW is to protect both civilians and combatants during armed conflict by either prohibiting or replacing restrictions or placing restrictions on the use of those conventional weapons that have indiscriminate effects and that may cause superfluous injury or unnecessary suffering. To this end, my delegation wishes to re-emphasize the CCW guiding principles adopted in 2018 and which include that A, IHL continues to apply fully to all weapon systems, B, human responsibility of decisions on the use of laws must be retained since accountability cannot be transferred to machines, C, this should apply across the entire life cycle of the weapon system, and D, human-machine interaction should ensure that the potential use of laws is in compliance with applicable international law, in particular international humanitarian law. My delegation takes note of the various proposals presented. We take note of the working papers presented that highlight the fact that existing legal frameworks are not sufficient to address the threat posed by laws and advocate for a legally binding instrument. Furthermore, my delegation wishes to emphasize that while these proposals may be considered by high contracting parties, they cannot surpass the objective of making concrete progress towards the negotiations and adoption of a legally binding instrument on laws that would prohibit unreliable laws, notably due to their indiscriminate effects, and address the humanitarian and international security challenges posed by emerging technologies in the areas of laws. Mr. President, my delegation reaffirms its support to you as you carry out your duties during this session, as we assure you of our participation during the GGE on laws sessions in 2023. I thank you.